Finance will come to order. Today we have Senate Bill 289 before us, and we're joined today by Senator Bundy, Senator Dyson, Senator Stedman, Co-Chair Wilken, and myself, Senator Green, and have on the agenda only Senate Bill 289. Senator Wilken, did you have anything to offer before we begin our
meeting for the day?
Okay. As have many of you, I'm sure, I've been, you know, talked to by different people about concerns about this particular legislation. In your packet, you'll find an amendment that addresses the concerns that I've heard, and in talking to the division, they're agreeable to this amendment and view the value of the bill and the other aspects is far greater than these two sections holding it up. I guess I probably should move the amendment, and I'll object for our discussion. Darwin, you want to come and kind of walk us through what this actually does?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, do we have the copies of the amendment?
You should have it in your packet. It's just amendment number one.
Oh, there it is. It was upside
down. Maybe everyone but you has the amendment. Go ahead, Darwin. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Senators. For the record, I'm Darwin Peterson, staff to co-chair Senator Green. The amendment that you have before you, amendment number one, does two things. First one is it removes section 32, and the second thing is it removes section 33. Section 32 of the bill was removed because this dealt with suitability, and some of the language in there was giving us some heartburn because it included the life and health insurance policies. We can see how it would be problematic and in some cases impossible for an industry representative to be held liable for determining if a consumer is suitable for life or health insurance. So we worked with the Division of Insurance over the past week and with the industry to come up with suitable language for an amendment that was holding up the bill. So as a compromise, it was agreed to just take this section out. The second part of the amendment is to remove section 33 of the bill. This section amends AS 2136090, which is the insurance statutes dealing with unfair discrimination. There is no statutory definition of what constitutes unfair discrimination, and this is a potentially serious problem for healthcare providers and insurance companies. Rather than hold up the bill until a definition could be, until we could come up with a definition or until this issue could be resolved in some other manner, it was agreed that this section should also just be removed and let the bill move on its way. By removing this section from the bill, the unfair discrimination language in the title is also taken out. And as the chairperson has already acknowledged, the director of the Division of Insurance has been consulted regarding this amendment and has agreed to the amendment. And that concludes my explanation, Madam Chair.
Let's walk through the change in the title. After the word contract, we delete to unfair under a health insurance. Delete. Okay, you just delete that next phrase. To unfair discrimination under a health insurance policy. Okay.
That's correct.
I just want to be sure we have the correct one. Is there any discussion? Oh, welcome, Senator Hoffman and Senator Olson. We're on amendment number one.
Morning.
Which essentially removes sections 32 and sections 33 and conforms the title to then clearly express what's in the bill. Are there any questions? Senator Dyson.
I guess I'd like to hear from the sponsor or the committee about.
Or would you rather have the Linda Hall?
Yeah.
Madam
Chairman, this was billed by request from the Division of Insurance, so I'm just a symbol here. A simple symbol.
A simple symbol?
Yeah.
Linda Hall, if you'd like to come up. Join Darwin there.
No comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Linda Hall, Director of the Division of Insurance. I'm a complex symbol.
If you want to just give your comment about this amendment.
As you indicated, Madam Chair, at the beginning of the meeting, I have agreed to do this. As always, when we put together a bill, and much of the bill is highly technical, and when I testified early last week on the bill, I tried to simplify some of that. We're attempting to make some changes in our statutes that give us greater authority to do some consumer protection activities. And the suitability piece, that is Section 32, we have agreed to leave out. We have in Chapter 36 of our title, which is unfair trade practices, a number of consumer protections that allow us to do enforcement. And we recently had a case that, and it was very old, it went on for 10 years, but be that as it may, it was heard. I issued an order on a case and it was challenged in Superior Court. We were successful at defending our position under the current language, so I'm not really uncomfortable with taking Section 32 out, the suitability language, because we do have other places in our title that provides consumer protections. Section 33 is merely a reiteration. I don't think it does damage to the bill. There are lots of good things in the bill that I think will help us. There's an actuarial opinion section that's very important to us. And we're trying to standardize. This particular section really doesn't further that standardization anymore. So I'm fine with removing it. And I'm not sure, Senator Dyson, if that answers all of your questions.
Go ahead. I assume that Section 32 or 33 were put in originally to cure some problem. And the Section 33, pardon my cynicism, looks like, particularly in the medical provider field, we've watched a scramble of a lot of different groups wanting to get access to third-party payments. It looks like this section was designed to help them not be excluded from some third-party payer's list of who they will pay for. Am I right?
The Section 33 is a list of people, providers that can't be discriminated against. It's in statute today. The only thing that was a change in Section 33 in this bill was to remove the word group, and that will still remain in statute, the inability to discriminate against those providers in any group healthcare insurance transaction. So it doesn't remove that from statute. It removes the Section 33, which merely removed group and made it applicable to individual policies. We've never had that before. We haven't particularly had a problem with it. We just, in much of the bill, we're making some changes in protections under individual policies. I don't think this will present a problem for us. We don't see that this has occurred. Most insurance companies, as they put together policies today, don't have different standards for individual and group policies. They may have some different underwriting criteria, some different rating, but they have the networks that they set up already, and I don't think that will change as a result of the removal of this provision.
Thank you.
That answer your questions? Thank you. Are there any other questions? Okay, I'll withdraw my objection to amendment number one. Is there further objection? Amendment number one is adopted. Does anyone have any further information that they would like to get about this bill, about this legislation? Senator Wilkin.
Madam Chair, move to report Senate Bill 289 as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
There being no objection, Senate Bill 289 moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Pending referral, and we will begin work on PPT. There's a window washer out there. On PPT, as soon as we get that, it is my plan for us to have session on Friday morning and on Saturday morning, and I had previously announced at 10, but because some people would like to be out of here earlier on Saturday, we may move that to 9 and have the second day of the administration's presentation of the legislation. Any questions?
If we meet earlier at 9, what does that mean? We get out by 10?
I was thinking, you know, I really don't know how long it'll take. I was thinking 12 or 12:30.
12:40.
Excuse me. But hopefully we'll try to get it going. And then we won't meet on Sunday. And but then beginning next week, we'll probably be meeting morning and afternoon. So prepare your schedules thusly. So, because we will also begin review of the operating budget at some time, and then we'll continue on PPT. Is there anything to add to that, Senator Wilkin?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, what's your close? What is your deadline for committee reports to be into you?
Monday at 5.
Monday at 5. So if everyone get their committees scheduled. And
everybody's marching ahead.
Okay. With that, we are adjourned.